Glory to God. God is good. And I hope we can all sort of get the burden like Brother Chris is talking about. And I'm going to tell you, Sister Penny, I'm going to pray. I'm glad that someone has talked to our pastor about reaching that, filling that gap. Because I believe to build a church, you need to focus on the younger folk. Because where does children come from? Young couples, right? Surely. I have a 17-year-old, and sometimes I wished he was somewhere but to start a family. So we need to pray and get behind our brother and our pastor and do all we can to reach young couples, right? At least one person agrees with me. Can I tell you, I love in my heart, and that's not what I'm going to preach about. I wasn't even going to say that when I got up here. If we don't reach younger couples, where's the church going to be tomorrow? Amen? Glory to God. So good to be in the Lord's house. I appreciate our pastor for giving me this opportunity. And I feel like Paul said he felt that he was the least of the least. And that's how that I feel. But I want you to know that the ministers come from a different approach. Some claim to be prophets. Some claim to be so many things. But this is how I have always felt, that I don't preach because I'm intelligent, that I'm a scholar, because I'm a student. But my desire when I preach to church, no matter when I preach, where I preach, my desire is that I could be a yielded vessel. That I could be as John. John said, the Bible says that John was a voice in the wilderness crying out, glory to God. And this is what I like people to think about me, a voice crying out. I am a messenger. Glory to God. My desire is to preach the word of God and to minister what Jesus gives me. And when I preach, glory to God, I ought to always preach what Jesus would preach if he was standing here. Glory to God. I hope that before I'm finished that we can come to life. You know, I've been going since 4 o'clock this morning. I normally, Wednesdays take me a little nap, but we got this kid in high school, so America doesn't care much for church anymore. So when you got to go to school and get these kids signed up? On a Wednesday. Glory to God. So, I don't think you're no tarter than me. So, I'm going to pray tonight that God will rain down a refreshing so that by the time I leave, your frowns will be turned upside down. All right? If you have your Bibles, I want to minister tonight. Brother Chris said, did I need a 15-minute battery or 10-minute or 30? Glory to God. So I have 30 minutes. Glory to God. Very familiar scripture found in the book of Psalms, Psalm chapter 91. I have an old-type Bible. I use a Scofield. If you had a Scofield, it would be on page 809. I was introduced to this to a brother that I feel was one of the best Bible teachers of the 20th century, and that was Dr. Beecham, who was the president of Holmes Bible College. Glory to God. My wife is smart. I programmed her. She knows when I preach and I read, I want you to stand. I just was waiting to let everybody stop turning. Psalm 91, I want to read the first four verses. Very familiar scripture. The psalmist said, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, In him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. Pray with me tonight, church, that God would just anoint me and use me here tonight. Our eternal God, our heavenly Father, as I approach your great throne of mercy and of grace, I come before you tonight, Lord, as sincere and humble as I know how. I know in my heart, Lord, apart from your anointing, there's not one thing I can do. So I stand, Lord, tonight at your mercy. And I desire that you rain down, Father, in this assembly tonight, the sweetness of your Shekinah glory. I pray that you'll fill this sanctuary. Drive out of the sanctuary tonight, Lord, anything that would hinder or bind the preaching of your word. I pray that there will be liberty. Hide me behind the cross, Lord. Anoint me and use me tonight, Lord. Bless every person that's here. Help us to dismiss the cares of the world from our mind, and let us, Lord, for a season, focus our thoughts and our attention, Lord, upon you. Now I'm asking you, Lord, for your will to be done. You give me the words, Lord, you want me to say. Glory to God, and whatever's accomplished, Lord, I'm going to say that you've done it. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. One of these old days, I'm going to remember to bring a coaster. I'm kind of funny about that. They tell me I'm funny. Sometimes my kids at my house just sit it on my coffee table and I'll move it, because I always use a coaster. Glory to God. But right now, I won't need one, because you can set it in the dust. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. I want to minister tonight from this line of thought, church. Protection amid evil. I believe that everybody in the church tonight will agree with me that we are living in an evil hour. Glory to God. How much has things changed since you and I were boys and girls? Think about it. I would have never thought when I was a boy that things would be like they are today. You know, when we was little, you could leave the church doors open anytime you wanted to. You could go to church and pray. Now you got to padlock them. You got to put burglar alarms on them. And then you hope that nobody won't still come in and devour things. You and I are living in an evil hour. Can I tell you that Satan is on a rampage? Glory to God. But I want to share with you tonight, glory to God, that in all that's transpired in this world, and can I tell you, I have even stopped listening to the news. It's so negative and so bad, you don't want to believe what's going on in this country. I want you to know tonight, church, that I'm going to share with you tonight that there is protection in the midst of evil. Glory to God. A very important fact that you and I need to remember is that as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are not removed from the presence of wickedness. When God saved us, he didn't just take us home to glory. God did not take us away, beloved, remove us from the presence of wickedness. Wickedness lies on every hand. Trouble and sorrow is out there every way that you turn. In fact, Jesus said in his prayer, beloved, in the 17th chapter of John, verse 15, Jesus prayed to the Father, and he prayed, Father, I ask that you not take them out of the world, but that you would keep them from the evil one. Glory to God. God could attack us out of this world the moment that we got saved, but God chose not to take us out of this world, but to leave us here in the midst of evil. Glory to God. Can I tell you, beloved, when you and I live in this life, and you and I live life of holiness, and we live committed and dedicated to God in this evil hour that we're living in, we bring glory to God. Hallelujah. It's my heart's desire to do all I can to bring glory to the one who loved me so much that he left the ivory palaces of glory and he went up Golgotha's hill and he died on an old-rugged cross that I could be reconciled back to the Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when God saves us, he doesn't mean that he's going to take us away from evil. This verse alerts us to a significant truth. God has planned that you and I, as believers, continue to live in a hostile, wicked, non-Christian world system. Can I tell you, that's where we are. It's a hostile world, a wicked world. The majority of people in America tonight don't even know that Wednesday night you're supposed to go to church. They're out doing their things. And can I tell you that worshiping God is the furthest thing from their minds? We're living in an evil hour. Glory to God. God planned to leave us here. But can I tell you what makes me so happy? Glory to God, not only did God plan to leave us here, but God planned to protect us while we lived here. While we live in a world that's full of trouble, glory to God, God has a plan that you and I will be protected, glory to God. Can I tell you now, church? We don't have to be afraid of the devil. You can shake your fist at him if you want to. Glory to God. And you can tell him he can huff and he can puff like the little wolf, but he can't blow your house in because you're rooted and you're grounded upon a solid rock. Glory to God. And beloved, all the demons of hell can't move you off of that rock. Glory to God. Glory to God. There's protection, beloved, in this evil, wicked world that you and I are living in. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad God didn't just save us and say, do the best you can? No, sir. God did not do it, beloved. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. He deliberately did not remove us from an atmosphere of hostility. Can I tell you what God has promised? God has made up. God has made possible a plan of insulation, not isolation. You're here me tonight. God wants us to come out of the world. We're to live different than the world. But we're not to go somewhere like a hermit and hide in a cave somewhere so that we can't see what's going on. Glory to God. This isn't God's plan. God has an insulation. You know what insulation is? It wraps around you to protect you. Can I tell you, church, we have an insulation. God is our protector. Glory to God. So we don't have to be afraid of what's going on in this world and run somewhere and hide. Can I tell you, we can stand, as I've already said, in the face of the opposition of this world and shake our fist at it and say, you can huff and you can puff. Glory to God, but I have insulation around me. I can walk through the fire. I can walk through the trouble. I can walk through whatever's coming in this world. And I can walk on with victory. Glory to God. There is protection, glory to God, in this evil world that you and I are living in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I haven't finished the half a page and all have 16 minutes left. I may have to unplug the clock. Glory to God. I went to one church and I used to teach the adult class. I watched my clock and they took it away from me. Glory to God. So that I wouldn't stop but keep going. Glory to God. Where was I? Glory to God. The Lord is not interested, as I would say it, in our isolating ourselves. Hide in a cave. But rather that you and I would live with great courage on the main line. claiming his installation amid an evil environment. Now that in order for us to enjoy the benefits of his installation, we must live in the light of the scripture that I've read to you tonight here in Psalm 91. The secret, of course, is dwelling in the shelter of the Most High. The secret is abiding under his shadow. Glory to God. We could say, live in constant fellowship with God. Draw daily strength from God. And let him be first in our lives. Glory to God. God's a jealous God. You want protection? Glory to God. I'm afraid too many church folks is like they used to say years ago, they use God like a spare tire. I'd be in a mess. I don't have a spare tire. But remember the old days when we had a flat, you had to take the spare out of the trunk and put it on. Too many want to use God like a spare tire. They want to do their thing, live any kind of way they want to, but when they got a problem, they want to run to God. Glory to God. I grew up in the eastern part of the state. I've lived through, I don't have many hurricanes. Glory to God. And I can remember this one brother hadn't been in the church in forever. The weatherman is saying a hurricane's coming. He runs out to church and he says, hey, we got to pray, there's a hurricane coming. But where was he when there wasn't a hurricane coming? Glory to God. Can I tell you, we got to live for God when the sun's shining. We got to live for God when the rain's falling. We got to live for God when we feel good. We got to live for God when you don't feel good. You got to live for God when your pocket's full of money. You got to live for God when you don't have a dime in your pocket. Glory to God. We got to live a daily life of consecration and dedication to God. You want to be protected in the sinful world that we're living in. You're going to have to live for God and put Jesus first in your life. Glory to God. Glory to God. It breaks my heart that people seemingly, when I was a boy, we had almost as many people on Wednesday night as we'd Sunday morning. Glory to God. People love God. And I'm going to insert this right here and tell you, glory to God, that so many church folks don't realize that they need church more than church needs them. God ordained church. And can I tell you, we've been in it, most of us, a long time. You can't put your finger on it. But there is a strength that you draw when you come together with God's people and worship God that you can't get outside. Glory to God. So that's why the enemy tries to convince folks a little dabba-doo. You don't have to go out there because you make yourself more accessible for the devil to attack you and to defeat you. Can I tell you? I don't want to be defeated. I want to walk through this world, come what may, victory in Jesus. I want to all to know there's victory in serving him. There's protection in serving him. Glory to God. Glory to God. If I don't hurry, I thought this is a subject that would take me several sermons to really cover everything. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. That is the applied truth of the Hebrew text. The idea is developed further with the mention of the shelter. Secret place, verse 1. The original word means secret hideaway. It is therefore a place of vertical nearness and divine intimacy. Let us emphasize that Psalm 91 is written to dwellers. We talk about this chapter, protection. It is talking about dwellers. Glory to God. It promises deliverance and protection, but not to everybody. Think about it. But to dwellers, those who draw daily strength from the Lord, as they sustain an intimacy of fellowship and nearness with him. I thought as I was preparing this lesson, when I was a boy, I grew up on a farm. We had at the barn what we called a shelter. when it got really bad, the rains falling, the thundering and lightning, we ran to that shelter. Can I tell you, when you got in that under that shelter, in the middle of the shelter, it was still raining outside. The thunder was still making a noise and the lightning was still flashing, but you weren't getting wet. You were under the shelter. You were under the protection of the shelter. And I thought, Lord, this is how it is. All around us is evil. Evil. But when we stand in the middle of the shelter, when we stand, beloved, glory to God, in union with God, no matter what's going on around us, it won't touch us. It's going to keep us. But I'm afraid too many church people want to be on the edge. Can I tell you, if you got under that shelter, if you walked around to the edge of that shelter, guess what? Some rain's going to get on you. You're not fully protected. Glory to God. And I thought, this is a natural picture to show us how much we need to stay in the middle of the shepherd, a shelter. We don't need to see how far from God we can get. We need to see how close we can. Glory to God. I grew up, folks, when Pentecostal preachers, they preached everything under the sun was a sin. You could not do anything. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we have tried through trial and error. Too many have diddled out here and found out, well, I can do this and still feel the Lord. I can still feel a little move of God. Many churches have got to this position. Long as a little wave comes by, we're all right. Can I tell you, I don't want a little wave. I want a gushing, roaring river flowing. Don't you? I want to feel the Shekinah glory coming down and illuminating this whole body and setting me aflame for Him. A little dab won't do you. Glory to God. That brill cream worked when I was a boy, but this gray hair would take more than a little dab. Glory to God. So I want you to remember, if nothing else tonight, this psalm was written for dwellers, those who will accept Jesus Christ and will live for Him. We are told in the last part of verse 1, and I'm going to try to hurry. Glory to God. We are told in the last part of verse 1 that as this close fellowship is maintained, we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So where's protection? When we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Glory to God. Now we come to a different Hebrew term translated abide. It means to lodge, pass the night. It conveys a periodic rest or a stopover for lodging. What is verse 1 actually saying simply this: if we who know the Lord Jesus Christ will dwell in constant fellowship with Him, keeping our sins confessed and forsaken, and walking moment by moment in dependency upon Him, we shall enjoy the benefits of living under the protective care on those occasions when rest and lodging are needed. Think about it. If we maintain our walk with Him, we can count on Him and His deliverance at periodic times when the going gets rough. Glory to God. The psalmist said in Psalm 27:5, for in the day of trouble He will keep me safe in His dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of His tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Glory to God. This explains why verse 2 says, I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I will trust. Can I tell you, a refuge is a place of rest. We can rest in Him. Glory to God. A fortress is a place of defense. When the devil is throwing his fiery darts at you, God will set a defense up for you if you belong to Him. And God will protect you. Notice tonight, church, that this does not say the Lord will provide these things. God will not provide you with protection. Glory to God. Rather, it teaches us that the Lord is all of these things. God doesn't provide protection. Jesus is our protection. Hallelujah. When we dwell in Him, glory to God, we are dwelling in protection. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, I don't know, beloved. I don't know what's coming to our country. I think sometimes if our grandparents could come back, they'd die all over again. Glory to God. But can I tell you tonight, as children of God, do not let the things that's coming trouble you. Don't let them cause you to walk in defeat. Don't let them cause you to walk with your head held down. Can I tell you, the Bible says, when you see these things come to pass, lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. Glory to God. Right in the middle of all the trouble that people are worried about, there may come a sound from glory, and the trumpet may blow. Hallelujah. And we're going to be translated out of this world. Can I tell you, we don't need to fear what's coming. What we need to do is stay in Jesus. Live for Him. Glory to God. As the old song that used to sing, take the whole world, but give me Jesus. Glory to God. He's the answer to all of your problems. Glory to God. On my answering machine at home, I said that He's the only hope for America. I have every now and then someone will leave me a message and say, I sure don't like your message. I thought, glory to God, it hit home, didn't it? The only hope for America is Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I am trying to hurry. Glory to God. Take time to consider. We need to take time to consider the last word in verse 2, and that word is trust. It is a translation of the same Hebrew term as the one in Proverbs 3 and 5 that says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. It means a total trust, as if resting all one's weight on something else. Think about it. A crippled person has to have crutches, don't they? Think about it. If you broke your leg tomorrow and it's in a cast, you can walk without a crutch. So what do? You put your total trust that crutch is going to hold you up. We need to do the same thing with God. We need to put our total trust in Him and say, devil, you may fight me, you may come against me, but my trust is in Him. Glory to God, who will never fail me. You got to put your dependency on Him. The song is sung. I can't even walk without Him. We need to learn to trust Him with all of our hearts. Glory to God. Doesn't mean that we will never have troubles or problems, but we can trust Him to see us through. Again, this psalm was written for dwellers. I ask you tonight, are you a dweller? Are you dwelling in the Lord Jesus Christ? Then you should begin to trust the Most High. Don't see the evil, but see Him who is our protector. Let us look. I want to briefly go through this. I could write probably 2 sermons out of these last little bit, but let us look at our protector. There are 4 names here, glory to God, for God in this psalm describing different aspects of His protection. One of those names for Him is most high. This shows him to be greater than any threat we face. Think about it. God is greater than anything that you and I may face. Sometimes we forget about it. But we don't serve a little puny God. This missionary years ago came to the church I was in from India. He says over there they have a God. They put him up on a stick. When that God don't answer their prayer, they take him down and scold him. Can I tell you, I don't worship silver and gold, beloved. I have never fully understood how can you carve something out of wood, then bow down to it and worship it. Aren't you glad you haven't been deceived? Aren't you glad you know who Jesus is? Aren't you glad he dwells within you? Glory to God. And here in our church, not a one of us was worthy. Because the Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Who was I? A hot-tempered teenage boy when God saved me. You can tell me anything. I already knew it. And would get mad at nothing. Glory to God. I'm glad God made a new creature out of me. Most high. That means you can't get no higher. I tell people, if you want to buy a car, talk to upper management if you want a deal. Right? Glory to God. Maybe you like me, you want to buy a car. Another name is Almighty. Emphasizes his power not only to confront your enemy, but to destroy it. What's an enemy? Anything that opposes you, that would take away your victory, that would take away your joy, that would cause you to want to walk out from under the shelter of God's protection and go back out into the things of the world. That is an enemy to you. But can I tell you, the power of God, not only can he confront it, but he can conquer it and defeat it. God is all powerful. Glory to God. And God can defeat it. When I was a boy, we played King of the Mountains. I don't know if you guys ever played that or not. As long as you were the strongest boy on the hill, you could throw all the little kids down the hill. But when someone came bigger than you, guess what? They threw you down the hill. So can I tell you, the devil's been on the hill throwing little children down the hill. But can I tell you, there's one on the top of the hill that's mightier than the devil. Glory to God, and no matter who comes up the mountain, Jesus said, I beheld Satan like lightning. Glory to God, that's how fast he came flying down out from heaven when he thought, I'll exalt my throne above that of God. Can I tell you, beloved, God is all powerful. He has the power to conquer and to defeat whatever's troubling you tonight. Whatever's coming into your life tonight, God is not a little puny God. Glory to God. Think about it. We men, and sometimes to me, it's a hard pill to swallow when I think I can't work like I used to. I can't pick up things. I can't work. Glory to God. But can I tell you, God is the Ancient of Days. He's been here from time past. Glory to God. He's not grown old. He's not grown weak. He don't need a crutch. Glory to God. He's not worried about going to an old folks' home. Glory to God. He hasn't lost any of his power. He's still able today to save the uttermost. He's still able to do whatever you need him to do. He is all powerful. He is not a weak, puny God. Glory to God. I have two more little things that I'm going to try to bring it to an end. Then it says the Lord. This assures us that his presence is always with us. Aren't you glad? No matter where you go, what you do, when you wake up at night and you don't feel good and you're troubled and things are going on, aren't you glad God's still there? He's better than a friend. Glory to God. I've used this a lot as a teenage boy. Glory to God. When I was thumbing, kids, they don't know about that. In fact, I wouldn't let one thumb today. I'm thumbing to get to the school, to a ball game. Boys that I thought were my friends would pass me by. But I could drive my daddy's 64 Ford up with that thing all cleaned, and I had more friends than I knew what to do with. Everybody wanted to ride in that new car. I call this a fair weather friend. Can I tell you, Jesus is a real friend. Glory to God, when everybody seemingly has turned their back on you and you may feel like nobody cares, can I tell you, there's somebody that cares about you. He is a real friend. Glory to God. So when you're sick and you're hurting, He's there. When you're shouting on a mountaintop, He's there. When you feel like the mountain's on top of you, can I tell you, He hasn't left you. In fact, He promises in His word, He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And He's not a fair weather friend. He's a real friend. Glory to God. When I got saved as a teenager, my buddies soon didn't want to have anything much to do with me. In fact, they stopped running with me because I stopped running where they was running. Glory to God, they was running, doing their thing. And I was running to church, and I was running to church. Glory to God, and couldn't hardly wait to get back to church. I got saved, and they said, you need to be sanctified. I thought, Lord, if it's anything better than what I got, I want it. Glory to God. Then they said, you need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Can I tell you, I got a hunger for God. I wanted more. Glory to God. I said licking that egg beater with that chocolate was good, but so much better when I ate the cake. Glory to God. So I thought, if I can get something better than licking that egg beater, the chocolate off it, let me have a big slice of the cake. Glory to God. He will never leave you. Glory to God. No matter what. Then it says, my God. This expresses the truth that God has chosen to associate intimately with those who trust in Him. May I encourage you in trying to close tonight, trust Him. Glory to God. For a long, long time, I have shared with people, I don't look to Washington. Can I tell you, even breaking it down, I don't look to the church. And we really can't look to the pastor. You want real protection? You got to look to God. You got to put your trust in God. Can I tell you, we're human. People will disappoint you, and people will let you down. I learned a long time ago, glory to God, not to pattern after people. Because, beloved, if you follow us all, sooner or later, if you follow one another long enough, you may find a flaw. You may find something that you think you can fix. But can I tell you tonight, church, I'm already fixed. You're already fixed. Glory to God. If you're a child of God tonight, He's going to always be there for you. So I'm trying to encourage us. I don't know what's coming in this country. Things that are going on in this country that I shake my head over. I do not understand what's going on in America. This land that our forefathers fought so desperately for came here that we could freely worship God. Slowly, beloved, they're trying to push it out. And as Brother Chris said, they're trying to brainwash our young people. My son, when he was in college, he says, Dad, only poor people and uneducated people believe like you do. I thought, Bud, they'll brainwash you up there. I said, there's only one way to heaven. He said, oh, no, Dad, there's a lot of different ways. This is what they're telling him and teaching in college. They are corrupting the minds of our young people. Glory to God, and I'll agree with Brother Chris. We need to do everything we can to get young people under the influence of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as adults, as senior adults, most of us are, we ought to set a true example that the young people can see. Glory to God. There may be joy out there in the world, but there's joy in serving God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we ought to catch a flame. If they want to go to a dance, come to church. Let the glory of the Lord come forward and watch us jump up and down a little and run a little and shout a little and get a little excited. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm a firm believer. We want to work and bring them in. We need the fire of God in the house of God when we bring them in. Glory to God. As I shared with you, and I tell people when you get our age, it's all right to keep repeating yourself, right? Glory to God. In closing, the brother told me about his uncle and his dad poking fun of Pentecostal people because they pitched a tent and they laughed at them and poked fun at them, all that screaming and hollering and running and jumping. He said they kept drinking their liquor and kept getting a little closer. He said till finally they got so close to it till the fire of God got a hold of them, sobered them up, saved them, sanctified them, filled them with the Holy Ghost. One became a pastor to the church that was established there. The other one became a deacon. We need the fire of God, right? Do you love the Lord tonight? I have gone 10 minutes beyond closing time. I've tried to squeeze as much as I could. Glory to God, there's so much in this Psalm 91. Glory to God, that deals with God's protection. If you want to be protected, dwell in Jesus Christ. Can I tell you, he's not obligated to take care of us if we don't live for him, if we don't put him first and follow him. Do you love the Lord tonight? Aren't you glad he loved you? Aren't you glad that he's not like a lot of people who wants to pick and choose? Can I tell you, if people had to pick me, they never would have picked me because I was a hot-tempered teenager. Glory to God. My daddy used to tell me, boy, you're going to wind up in prison one of these old days because I was so hard-headed. I was so hot-tempered. And I really and truly believe if God hadn't got a hold of me at the age of 17, I don't know where I would have been. But I'm glad he saved me, aren't you? Glory to God. 19 and 63, a long time, glory to God. Haven't always been perfect, but can I tell you, I've never been forsaken by God. Glory to God. I wonder, and I preached until it's calmed down, would it be asking too much if we would just in closing night stand and let us thank God? Let us just thank God in your own way just for a moment here tonight that he loved you so much that he saved you. And though we're living in a troubled world, he is our security. There is no real security, church, outside of him. Glory to God, you can put all kind of padlocks on your doors, all kind of burglar alarms. That's no real security. But can I tell you, beloved, he is security. Just like when they threw David in the lion's den. Glory to God, those lions didn't harm him at all. Glory to God. Aren't you glad tonight? Maybe I should back up and re-preach some more so you won't be dead. God's not dead. He's alive. Come on, if I could sing like the pastor, I'd sing, but I'm not a singer, and I can't play music. In fact, I can't even hardly play my radio sometime without static on it. Glory to God. Do you love the Lord? Aren't you glad he loves you? Aren't you glad in this evil hour there is protection? Be encouraged, church. Tomorrow, the storms may come, but we don't have to worry about the storm if you abide in the shelter. If you'll abide in Jesus Christ, he will take care of you. And can I tell you, I believe he'll protect us and take care of us till it's our time to leave this world, Lord of God. Then I believe he'll send his angels to come and get us and take us home to Lord. Lord of God. You love the Lord? I guess they want me to close. I preached 10 minutes past 7. I don't know if Brother Green's watching or not, but glory to God. But I love God, and I'm glad he's mine, aren't you? Glory to God. When I pastored that little church, I could get my folks to stand, and they praised the Lord. They worshiped God. They got excited about the Lord. They'd come around the altars. We had people slain in the floor. Glory to God. God just moved in a marvelous way. If you're happy and ready to go home, wave at me, and I'll dismiss this. Glory to God. What's out there that you want to hurry to? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. All hearts free. Anybody else want to share anything? Remember this request. Isn't it sad? Glory to God. Our Heavenly Fathers, I come before you. I thank you so much, Lord, for this time we've had to come together in your house and to worship you, Lord. I just thank you for your presence and for all that you've done here. I'm asking you, Lord, that you'll take what I have ministered, that we can take some of it embedded in our hearts, that we can apply to our daily lives and live better for you. Keep us, Father, tonight. I ask in Jesus' name, amen.